The Southampton raid was the first raid that we were called out to, and it was an enormous convoy from fire engines from London and the lot. And I was driving an old Chrysler that had wooden spokes to the wheel. And I used to think, I can't think what I shall do if I had to change a tyre. As we approached Southampton, we were going down the main avenue, which you will know, and towards the bottom, we were at that time, our ambulance consisted of a private car with trailers that would take six stretcher cases. And I felt first my car, and then I knew the ambulance behind was lifting. And I thought, well, I don't know what we're going over, but we got back again onto normal. There were trams abandoned, no electricity, you see, and the whole town was bombed and incinerated. And we were then taken down into the middle of Southampton, and really, apart from being in there, we weren't doing an awful lot. We were being there to stand by in case they ran out of help. And they wanted us. And in the morning, I was asked to take a mother and a newborn baby, which I collected, back to Aldershot. And so I was hanging around for that most of the day, and eventually I picked her up. And as we left Southampton, I have a very vivid memory of all the poor people leaving to get out onto the common away from the bombing, pushing prams, carrying suitcases, mattresses draped over things, old people, young people, all wanting to just get out of the town itself for the night to avoid the bombing. Well, then we cleared that and we went on to Aldershot, and I found where she had to go. She got friends taking her on. Then I had to go back and call in and Guildford. And I'd been told to go back to Southampton. They said, you've been driving for 36 hours, you go to bed. So that's all I saw of Southampton.
Yeah.